Begin the current daf, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, daf Yutes. Begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a similar pasuk that the one that was expounding in the previous daf, and will continue in this daf, from the first parak in Tehillim that opens up Ashrei Yo'ish. The Gemara quotes another pasuk in Tehillim, a different parak, that also says Ashrei Yo'ish, praiseworthy is the man, which says Yareis Hashem, who fears Hashem. So that asks the Gemara, Ashrei Yo'ish, b'lei Ashrei Isha, but only praiseworthy is a man who fears Hashem, but not a woman? Why does it say a man? So Amram, he says, Ashrei Misha Isa Tshuva Kashahu Ish. What it means to say is praiseworthy is the man who does repentance when he's still a man, meaning when he's young and youthful, with full of vigor. In other words, where he's quick to recognize his creator before he gets older. That's what it means Ish in contrast to a Zakim, but not an Ish in contrast to a woman. And Tosafot points out, although the first parak in Tehillim, which we're recording in the previous daf, that says Ashrei Yo'ish, the Gemara does not make the reference, but only a man and not a woman, because the word Ish sounds like it's excluding a woman. But Ha'ish sounds like that man in contrast to a different man, but not in contrast to a woman. Or another interpretation, Rabbi Shuban Levi, he says, Ashrei Mishum is Gabriel al Yitzri ki Ish. What it means to say is not a man in contrast to a woman. It means praiseworthy is the one who overpowers his inclination like a man, meaning like be like a man, like a mighty person. That's what it refers to. Now, the end of that pasuk says, "B'mitzvayis of chafetz ma'od." In his commandments, he desires very much. So, Rambam, he makes the diuk in the pasuk, "B'mitzvayis of." He desires Hashem's commandments, but not b'schar mitzvayis of, not the reward of his commandments. Meaning, he serves his Creator out of the love for His name and out of the love of the commandments from his mouth, and not for the intention of receiving reward. Behind the tznan, this is what we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Avos that says, "Hu ayomer." This is what he always used to say. Do not be like servants who serve the master with the intention of receiving a token reward. Rather, you should be like servants who serve the master, not with the stipulation to receive a pras, which the Mefarshim Ramadaik, the word pras is like a token. Rather, your heart should be with him to say that even if I don't end up getting any reward, I love my Creator and I want to do his mitzvahs, because that's ultimately what the primary reward of the mitzvahs are. Not the reward, but the actual fulfillment, which is what actually makes us who we are, which is the primary thing of loving Hashem, in contrast of the token of saying, okay, you'll get this and you'll get that. Now the Gemara goes back to the pasuk of the parak of the first parak of Tehillim, which we're discussing in the previous stuff. It says, do not be like, don't go batzas or sham, and don't stand in the path of the wicked, and do not sit with the scoffers. So the pasuk continues, ki im b'sarius Hashem chavtzei. Rather, it's in the Torah of Hashem should be his desire. So Amar Rebbe, he says, what you learn from this pasuk is that ein adam loymed Torah, a person cannot learn Torah, ela mimokim sheli b'chavtz, only from a place where his heart desires. In other words, his teacher should not teach him only masechta that he's asking from him, because if he's going to teach him a different masechta, then it's not going to be sustainable, because his heart is always going to be for that subject that his heart desires. So now, like it says in the pasuk, ki im b'sarius Hashem chavtzei, only in the Torah of Hashem, which is his desire, meaning what that person wants, that is what he should learn. Because a Rasha should have said, B'Torah Hashem, Chefetz. Chefetzai is saying his own desire. Now, the Gemara actually brings a story related to this, that Levi, Reb Shimon, B'Rebbe, Yosvi, Kamei, D'Rebbe. Levi and Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, were sitting in front of Rebbe, V'Koposki Sidra, and they were learning parashas of Torah. Now, Solik Sefer, they finished one of the books of Tanakh. Now, Levi Amar, Laisi Lan Mishli. So they were heading on to the next Sefer. So Levi said, okay, let's bring the Sefer Mishli. Rabbi Shimon B'Rebbe Yom, he says, Laisi Lan Tehillim, let's bring Tehillim. So Kafi La Levi V'Aisu Tehillim. So he won over Levi, and they brought Tehillim instead of Mishli. Now, Kimat HaHacha, when they reached over here, one of the first Pesukim in Sefer Tehillim, in the first parak, which says, Kiyim B'Sayis Hashem Chavtzai, but only in the Torah of Hashem should be his desire. So Parish Rabbi V'Amas, so Rabbi the teacher, was explaining the Pesukim, and he said that this teaching, Ein odem loymed Torah, ela memokam shelibo chavetz. A person should learn Torah from that which his heart desires, and that's why it says chavetzai. Amar Levi said, Levi said, Rabbi, nasata lan rishus lamed. You gave us permission to stop because I don't want to be learning Talmud. I want to be learning Mishlei, and therefore I should be learning Mishlei and not Talmud. Another interpretation, Amar of Dimi Bar Chama, says, Kol oisik b'Torah, whoever toils in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ois lechafetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his desires. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Ki im b'sayis Hashem." Rather, in the Torah of Hashem, then Hashem is going to do chavtzai his desire. Amar Rava, a few teachings from Rava on this topic. One of them, which I already mentioned, which the Gemara quotes again, "La'olam yilmad adam Torah b'makom shli b'chavetz." A person should always learn Torah in the place where his heart desires. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Ki meseris Hashem chepzei," but rather in the Torah of Hashem, which is what he desires. That's what a person should be learning. Another teaching, Vamar Ravi says, "Betchila nikras al shemay shakadosh baruch hu." In the beginning, the Torah is called on Hashem's name. Well, b'seif nikras al shemay, and then at the end, it gets called on the name of that student who put an effort in learning that Torah. Shlomo says in the pasuk, but it says, "Beseris Hashem chepzei," and the Torah of Hashem is his desire. Then the pasuk says, "Ubesei rasa yegiyem v'leila." In his Torah, it sounds like of every single individual's Torah, he should toil day and night, where it's then called his Torah, which really it's all from Hashem. Another teaching of Amar Ravi says, "La'ilm yilmat on the Torah." A person should always learn Torah from his teacher until he's fluent in the subject matter, where he knows what was being taught in the class. Va'achakech yegi, and then he should go and analyze what he learned, to start comparing one thing to another and starting to ask and starting to answer. But in the beginning, he shouldn't do that because maybe he's going to be sidetracked with that and then he's not going to have a teacher at all points of time to be teaching him things. Moreover, once the person learns a lot, he's already settled in his learning. He already knows a lot of Torah and then he can answer by himself all the difficult questions that come up. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Samachim Lamed Beis, the pasuk says, Haskes u'shema, with the word haskes, is two words, has, be silent, and then case, then be kasis, then grind it. As the Gemara there brings, this teaching of Rav over there, Shlomo says in the pasuk, b'sayras Hashem, says in the Torah of Hashem, v'hadr u'b'sayras yegeh, and then in this Torah, then one should contemplate and meditate, but again, first get Hashem's Torah, first hear it, and then try to break it down. Another teaching from Rav, he says, l'ilm ligris inshi, a person should always learn Torah, v'avakav t'meshakech, and even if he forgets it, even if he doesn't know what he's saying, which is that his teacher does not explain to him well enough for him, still a person should always be learning Torah. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Garsa nafshi letava, my soul breaks with desire, as the pasuk says, to your laws at all times. Now, the Gemara makes a diuk, garsa ksiv. The word garsa could also be with a sin, not just a samach, which is like garis karma, like the pasuk of Yirka says, which is something that doesn't grind, it's very fine. Rather, it's like a mill of grusais, which grinds down the wheat into halves or quarters for the utility of eating, but not into fine flour. So the pasuk says garsa, v'leksiv tachana, doesn't say grinding. What the pasuk therefore means to say is that for my great desire for learning Torah, I would break it down as much as I could, even though that I didn't really grind it down so well to go into the depth of the learning. Doesn't make a difference. If a person really doesn't understand it, you have words, you hear some ideas, a person should always be involved in learning. Now, another teaching from Rava Rami. Rava posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Mishlei, which is talking about Torah, where the pasuk there begins by saying, Shilchan Arasel, she sends forth her maidens, Tikra, she calls to the students who involve themselves with learning it, Algape, which sounds like on the wings, which is a place which is not permanent. Yet Uksiva, the pasuk later on, another pasuk says that it says v'yashva lepesach beisa, that she sits at the opening of our house al kisei, on a throne of merei mekeres, which sounds like a permanent, honorable place. So are those who learn Torah on like wings, which is not so stable, or on the throne? So that says Rava b'tchila al gape. In the beginning, they're like on wings ul b'sev al kisei, and then they're like on a chair on the throne. Similarly, the Gemara says another contradiction. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Bereish Miraimim," on the head of the heights. Sounds like that the one who's learning Torah isolates himself. He hides in alleyways. Uksiv, yet the pasuk says "Ali Darach," on the path, which sounds like that he's teaching and to others out in the open. So that says the Gemara, "Betchila Bereish Miraimim." The beginning is in the heights, in the citadel. He hides himself. He doesn't really know so well. Ulbasayif Ali Darach. At the end, then he's out on the road. He's telling people, sharing his knowledge. Ula Rami, Ula poses another contradiction, also with the same type of resolution. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Shasei mayimi berecha, drink the water from your pit, which a pit is something which the water gathers, but then it ends up getting used up. Uksiv, but then there's another pasuk that says, V'neizle metech berecha, and that they flow from inside your spring, which is spring water, which doesn't stop, which keeps on flowing. And that says the Gemara, B'tchila shasei meberecha, in the beginning you drink from your pit. But at the end, then it's going to flow from your well, from your spring, because then the person attains a certain point in his Torah knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him more and more and more. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Tzchari, Amar Rav Huni says, what does it mean in the pasuk of Mishlei, continuing on this topic, Hain, wealth, may hevel yemait, will be diminished from emptiness, from vanity, and he who gathers by hand will increase. What does that mean? It means to say, im oisa adam teirasi chavilis chavilis. If a person makes his Torah into bundles, where the word hevel, the hay, could be interchangeable with ches, all the things that come from the gutturals, from the same place of where its speech is coming from, which means to say that if a person learns a lot at one shot, so he can't review it that many times, he just took in too much information, so he forgets it, then mismayit, then he's going to forget it. So hain is wealth, meaning Torah, mehevel, meaning if he does chavolus, bundles too much, then you might, he's gonna diminish his understanding of Torah. But vimkayvitz al yad, but if he gathers a little bit at a time, by hand, then yarba, then he'll increase in Torah knowledge. Amar Rava, he says, Yadi Rabban Hal Milsa, the rabbis, the Tamid Acham, the Talmudic scholars, the yeshiva boys, they know this idea, but Va'avriyala, and they violate it because they take in too much. They don't get a chance to learn a little bit at a time and make sure that they have clarity before moving on. Now, Amar Nachman B'Yitzchak, he says, Anavidita, I did it, V'kayim Yodi, and I fulfilled myself, meaning I did it the right way, and I was able to go ahead and have a clarity and a cue in my learning. Related to this idea, Amr of Shizbi, Mishmeid, Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Mishlei? It says, Lo yachrich remia, that the crafty individual will not roast, tzedoy, this that he trapped that he was hunting for. What does this mean? It means, Lo yichye v'lo yarech yom, he will not live and have lengthy days, where the word yachrich can be broken down into the word yichye and yarech. He won't live and won't have lengthy days. Who is this? It's Sayyid Haramai, the one who traps in a crafty way, meaning he tricks people to show, look how smart I am, look how much, like I learned, I finished 20 blot today, and he forgets it, and he lives a short life, like the Pasuk says, because Torah is kihu chayecha v'erchimecha, Torah is what gives you life and long of days, but the guy doesn't remember his learning, he's just showing off, and therefore that person is the tzayid haramai, he's trapping people by being crafty, by fooling them, and he doesn't live a long life. A different interpretation of that pasuk, Rav Sheshet Salmei says, Tzayid harama yicharech. The one who is crafty, he traps, and he gets to roast. In other words, he'll have enough birds to roast and to eat. Meaning, what is the pasuk saying? That someone that learns and reviews his learning little by little, and he reviews it many times until it's fluent in his mouth, then he goes and he finally learns new stuff, he's going to remember his learning. And that, according to that interpretation, the pasuk is saying in like a wondering way. What? Tzayid harama loyachech remia tzedai? Do you think that the someone who traps in a crafty way, where he's able to trap the birds, he's not going to roast it? What does this mean? As the Gemara explains, Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar, he said, Moshe la'odim shetzatzi parm. For this teaching of Rav Sheshes, can be compared to a person that traps birds. Im mishaber kenafel shel rishayna, if he breaks the wings of the first bird that he gets so that it shouldn't run away. So kul miskai mispiyadi, then he'll have all the birds, because every bird he catches doesn't just put it in the where it's next, I mean, it's going to fly away. He's got to first take the first one, break its wing, and then catch another one. But if not, im miskai mispiyadi is not going to be maintained by him, and that's the same thing with one's Torah learning. It's not enough to catch. You got to take it, break the wing, you got to get it a little bit, review it, and then you can move on to the next thing. Continuing on this parak in Tehillim, the first parak, the Pasuk says, so if someone will learn Torah, and then v'hayikeid shasal, then he'll be like a tree that is rooted al palke mayim by the divisions of the water. So Amar Dibei Rav Yani makes the following diyuk. It says ke'eid shasal, like a tree that is rooted, which sounds like something that was uprooted from somewhere, and then came and was rooted over here. V'hayikeid netua, not like a planted tree, which was always here, and that it never moved from its place. In other words, the student should make himself like an eid shasal, which is to go and learn from every single person, not like a planted tree, which just stays there in front of that teacher and never moves. Because kol ha'lomid Torah m'rav echad, whoever learns his Torah from one teacher, ein ha'raisim in rochel olam, will never see a sign of blessing forever, because you have to go ahead and get it from other places. Because no one has a monopoly on the entire Torah. Now, amar Rav Chisda Rabbanan, so Rav Chisda said to the rabbis, this is Be'ina de'im l'chum milsa, I want to tell you something. Umistafina de shvakisu livaz lisa, but I'm afraid if I'm going to tell you this, you're going to go and leave me. And what was the teaching? He said to them, whoever learns Torah from one teacher, in a raisim and brachalem will never see a sign of blessing forever. So shafku v'azal kamei rabba. So they left him, and like the Gir says, they all went in front of rabba. But amalhu, rabba said to them, no, you're mistaken. Hanimili svara, this teaching of Chisda, your teacher told you, is regards to logic. In other words, to learn to sharpness in the inside of the heart, meaning after someone learned and he's very fluid and all his learning, now you want to know how to break it down. That's where a person should not just learn logic from one person. of a Gemara, but tradition of the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh, Mirav Echad, if that's better from one teacher, Kihechis, so that as the Gemara continues on with Vez, Dolilif Liglishni, so that you should not get divided in the terminology, in the lexicon, because everyone says things in their own unique way. So if you're going to be learning from two different teachers, then you're going to get confused in the lexicon, in the wording, and get confused. So although it's the same ideas, but that's going to confuse you, and therefore better learn all your Torah from Rav Chisda. And then when you already know the Torah, then you want to go ahead and ask and answer, then one should move on to other places. The Pasuk said, like we said, he's going to be like an eight shasel, like a rooted tree, al palgemon, by the divisions of water. So Amram Tanch Bar Chanilai says, what you learn from this is, regards to like a person who's learning Torah, should be al palgemon, could also be read, palge is divisions of water, which mayim, emayim ala Torah refers to Torah. La'ol mishalash ad mishanais, a person should always divide his years into threes. Shlish b'mikra, third of his life learning Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah, third learning Mishnayis. And shlish b'tamar, third learning Gemara. And that is the Gemara, miyad the inish kamachai, does the person know how long he's going to live? Says the Gemara, kikamin, when we say this, we meant b'yoymi, in days. Meaning split up your week into threes. 2 days learning Chumash, 2 days learning Mishnah, 2 days learning Gemara, and so on. And do this every single week. Shabbos, you have your kechazer. And that's what it means, al-pagimayim, divide the waters, which is the Torah, which is compared to water, have that divided into three different parts. Which the pasuk there continues, it says, "Ashipiria yitim meite," which his fruits will be given in its designated time. Amarava says, what this means to say, again, although the simple translation of the pasuk is talking about that it's going to be like a tree firmly planted, where it's going to give fruits, and so, and its leaves are not going to wither, but again, it's a metaphor for Torah. Amarava, he says, "Imperia yitim meite," if his fruits is given in its designated time, meaning he's kaveya yitim latari, he sets times for Torah, then v'leilo yibul, then his leaves are not going to wither. But v'mlav, if not, then al haloymin v'al malamed, then regards to the one who learns and the one who teaches, because it's forbidden to teach Torah to a student that's not appropriate, and if they're not setting times for learning, aleim ha'kasavayim, on them the pasuk continues and says, loychein rusham, not so the wicked, which sounds like in the plural, both for the one who's learning and the one who's teaching him. Or another interpretation, what does it mean, period mi'itoi, means to say that if someone learns and then fulfills, meaning to say he's producing payers, he's fulfilling what's written in the Torah, then that's considered period mi'itoi, then aleihu is not going to be yibul. In contrast to those who do not fulfill what they learn, they are the Rishon and Kiyim Begayim, except regarding the Tzadikim, they're the ones who all the brachas are said regarding them. Amr Baba Bar Amr Rav Huna Amr Rav. He says, "Mind if said wasn't mean the pasuk in Mishlei, ki rabim chalolim hepila, because many that were slain, she made fall down." Which the word hepila could also be read in the context of the Shirish, the etymology of nafel, of a stillborn, meaning which never lived out its full gestation period. In other words, which could be referred to a student who didn't learn all that he's supposed to learn yet. It's regards to him that he causes rabim chalalu, that many should fall and be slain. That like that means that talmud shlahigila hara amayr. This refers to a student who didn't yet reach the age of teaching yet, and he's teaching. Va'atzumim kol arugah, and also how mighty are all those that she kills, which also the word atzum could be read as from the term of aitzim einav, of closing the eyes of someone who holds back from teaching. He kills the people of his generation. This refers to a student who reached the age of teaching, of directing people, and does not direct, where one cannot do either one extreme. One has to find that balance, because a person that could teach and doesn't is problematic, and someone who cannot and does is also problematic. Now, the Gemara asks, "Ad kama?" Now, until what age would it be considered one is appropriate to teaching? Ad mem shanan, until 40 years from when he was born, then he could start paskening halacha. And that is the Gemara, but Rava was teaching, and all his days were only 40 years. He didn't live past that, as the Gemara says in the first segment of the Rosh Hashanah. How did he, if he wasn't even 40? And that's the Gemara, Hasan Bishav, and there in his city, there was no one greater than him. They were all equal. And because of that, then even under 40, one could go ahead and direct people. Now the Pasuk says over there, like we mentioned, and his leaves will not wither. Amar of Achabar Ad, Amar Rav, Amar Lan, some say it was Amar of Achabar Abba, Amar of Amnuna, Amar Rav, that what we learn from this idea of the metaphor of the leaves is shafila sichist chulin shabbat shel tamin chachamim tzricha tamad, that even the speech of conversation of Talmudic scholars unrelated to Torah law still needs to be learned so that we could learn to speak the way they speak, which is in a refined manner, and it brings about wealth and health, as the Gemara says elsewhere in Masechta Ksubos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Shnemek says in the Pasuk, V'alehu, that it, their leaves, meaning which is the most insignificant part of the tree, and still it says, Le'ibul, it won't wither. In other words, it should not go to waste, meaning even their discussions, their conversations about mundane matters should also be studied. And V'chol HaShayaf Satzliach, and whatever he does, he's successful. Now, regarding this last idea of being Matzliach with Torah, Amr B'Shuban Levi says, Dabazeh, Kosav HaTorah, this idea, which we're going to say, was written in the Torah, Vashan Medavim was repeated in the prophets, and Mashal Shbiksim was said a third time in the writings. Kalaisig Batira, Nachasa Matzlichim. Whoever toils in Torah, his assets are successful for him. Kasa Batira, it's written in the Torah, this living says the Pasim Dvarim, Ushmartim as Divri Habirsa says that you should safeguard the words of this covenant, meaning the words of the Torah, Basisim is mean you should do them. Lamataskilu as Kalashatasin, so that you should be successful in all that you do. Shanu bin Nevim Nechsev was repeated in the prophets, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshua. It says, you should not remove this Torah scroll from your mouth. You should turn on the day and night. So that you should safeguard to do all that's written in it. Then you'll be successful in all your ways. And then you'll know what to do. It was repeated a third time in the writings in the Sefer Tehillim, where it says, like we're quoting this pasuk, the first parak in Tehillim, but just in the Torah of Hashem as his desire, and in his Torah, he toils day and night, and he's going to be like a tree firmly rooted by the divisions of the water, as Shapir Yid Mita, which his fruits will be given in its time, and his leaves will not wither, and whatever he'll do, he'll be successful. Related to this idea about success in life, related to Torah learning, Machris Rebbe Alexandri. Rebbe Alexandri made an announcement. He says, Man ba'ichaya, who wants life, who wants life? So everyone, the whole world came and gathered to him. And Amalei, they said to him, Havan l'chaya, give us life. Amalehu, he said to them, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Mi esha chavetz chayim v'gremer, who is the man who desires life, etc. It says, Netzer l'shein chameira v'gremer, safeguard your tongue from evil speech, etc. Sumer rav asay tayy v'gremer, which we're going to say shortly, where Shema Yema, or the maybe person, is going to say, Netzarti l'shayin meira. So I safeguarded my mouth from saying bad. And my lips from talking deceit. Say, Elich v'skar b'shinen. I'm going to go to sleep. Tamalayim, that's what the Pasuk teaches. No, sur meira v'asei toiv. Yeah, you have to remove yourself from bad, but that's not enough. You have to actually accomplish something. A person was brought to this world to accomplish. Just not doing anything wrong. There were certain people, but our greatest leaders did things wrong. There are only four that never sinned. All the great leaders did do something wrong. A person has to dare greatly and do things that will make him vulnerable, but a person has to go out there and do something. Sumer Rav Asay Taiv, remove yourself from bad, but do good. And when it says good, it means Taivish, like it says the Pasuk initially, Ki lekech Taiv nesat lechem, because a good portion I gave to you, Tairasi al Tazayim, do not forsake my Taira. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the Aloha of Mishnah, which we spoke about, that certain structures were not allowed to build for the Ivdi Kechavim. But like a bathhouse, we're allowed to. But the Mishnah said, Higila Kippa, when he's building the bathhouse, when he reaches the arch part, the dome part, then that's Mokum Shememidim Bavitz Kacham. That's a place where they would put Aphrodite, their idol, over there. So it's forbidden to go ahead and build that part with them. Now, Amr Blazam Rabbi Yechon, he says, Imbana, if he did build it, Schari Mutter, then his wages are permitted for him. That has to be Pshita. Obviously, his wages are permitted because this dome is not the Avodah Zarah itself. It's Misham Shevetz Kechavim, and only serves the place for the Avodah Zarah. Or Misham Shevetz Kechavim, and a service of the Avodah Zarah, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, who they disagree regarding the Avodah Zarah itself, from when does it become forbidden, but regarding that which serves the Avodah Zarah, which is the setting of that, they both agree that Ein Nasurin Ad Sheyavdu doesn't become forbidden until they actually utilize that Shimush thing, that serving thing for the Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says later on, from the Nalvim Beis and the Brice and the Gemara. So rather, Amar Yirmi says, Lo Nitzchu, he didn't need this teaching of Rabbi Lazar, Ela La'avodis Kechavim Atzma. Rather, if, let's say, the Jew made for the idol worshippers an idol, and he got paid for it, and that he's saying that the wages are permitted. So on that, the Gemara asks, Hanich L'Vandam, that's good, according to the opinion which we mentioned, is Machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva, that says, Avodis Kechavim Shal Yisrael, regarding if a Jew makes an idol for himself. Asur miyat, so then it's forbidden right away. But if he makes it to sell to an idol worshiper, then acha teved, then it's only forbidden when it's actually served. And here it wasn't served yet. So Shapi, it would make sense that that's why his wages are permitted, because here he was making it for the non-Jew, not for himself. But according to the one that says that even when he makes it for the non-Jew, it immediately becomes forbidden. So what are you going to say? The wages should not be permitted because he can't have any benefit from the work that he did by making the idol. So Elamar Amar Rabba Bar Ulam, he explains that even according to that man, the Amar, Loi Nitzchu, he didn't need Rabbi Elazar's halacha that if he makes the idol itself, that the wages are going to be permitted. Ela B'Makosh Achron, only regarding the last bang he makes with the hammer. What does that mean? The Gemara explains, Avoidus Kachavim Man Kagarmla. What causes the idol to become a reality? In other words, what makes it to be called an idol? Gemar Malacha, when it's finished being made. Ve'emes have a Gemar Malacha, when is the work considered done? B'makash Achron, that's with the last bang of the hammer. Before that, it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, it wasn't an idol, it wasn't done. Now, Makash Achron, less Be'shava Pruta. The last bang that he makes on the Avodah Zarah, that work that he's getting paid for is not worth even the Pruta. So therefore, that's permitted. Because the wage for the other bangs were not forbidden, because that wasn't wages for an Avodah Zarah, because it wasn't Avodah Zarah yet. It was just a piece of rock or wood, whatever it was. It's only the last bang that's work for an idol. Now, that work, there's no Isra Hano over there, because it's not even worth a prut over there. Which the Gemara points out, Al-Maksavar, obviously Rabbi Elazar holds, Yeshna L'Schiris Metchil V'Atzayv. The way you define the wages of a hired worker is from the beginning, it's on a continuum from beginning till the end. Meaning, a craftsman that gets paid his wages as a hired worker, we don't say that it's only when he finishes the whole work, then is when he has to be paid for all the work that he did. No, every bang he makes is another 30 cents, 50 cents, 70 cents. It keeps on going up and up and up, where every moment he's getting paid for that work. So all that work that he was getting paid for up until the last bang, that wasn't Avodah Zarah yet. So that's no Isra'ana. The last bang is not worth a Shavu Pruta, and therefore there's no Isra'ana over there, which this is a machlekes, a Masechet Kedushin, a Mechazim and Alf, where we say, Schiris Yesh Mechil Vatzayif, or is it only at the end? How do you define that? So on that says Gemara, obviously Rabbi Elazar held that it's Mechil Vatzayif, it's on a continuum, it doesn't just happen at the end, the last bang, oh, until then we didn't owe you anything. Now you finished, now we owe you. That would be forbidden, because that last bang is what actually gets him his wages, and that's coming from making up a desire. Rather, he holds it on the continuum. The last bang is not significant, therefore, to be qualified as an isana of the avodah zarah, and therefore, even those who hold that the avodah zarah becomes asur miyad, but that's only at the last bang, and that last bang wasn't worth a shavu pruta, and therefore, that's what he's saying, that the wages of even making the idol itself is going to be mutter b'hanah for the Jewish worker.